We're doing our class in Jewish history. We're up to the year 2255, and we had learned how when Joseph and his men accompanied the procession of burying Yaakov, there was a great war, a war which is recorded in Josephus as well, where Esav gathered his men and they attacked Jacob and his children together with the Egyptian army. And Esav initially lost 80 men and the Jewish side didn't lose anyone. And then Yosef and his army captured Esav's grandson by the name of Tsipho, the son of Eliphaz, the son of Esav, and his 50 men. And they put them in shackles to be brought out to Egypt. And Nechushtaim, Kvalim. And when they saw that they lost, when Esav's men saw that they lost, they receded, they went back, and Yaakov's children chased them all the way back to Seir. They didn't actually attack, but they did chase. Now, they didn't want to attack because they had mercy. They were carrying the body of Uncle Esav. Remember, Esav's head was hacked off, and it rolled into the cave of the patriarchs, Maris HaMachpelah, but the body was still there, so they didn't shoot out of respect for the body. And then they came back to Hebron, and they rested there for 3 days. But during that time, Esav and Esav's family gathered their neighbors, the Hori, the tribes that lived nearby, and they prepared to attack. Now, when they're attacking, they're attacking the Egyptian army and Yaakov's children on their territory, on their soil. Remember, Yosef and his men, and they don't have support. They don't have support for their artillery. They don't have support of food. They're on enemy territory, and now they're being attacked. So Yosef took the army with him, and they brought in reserves. They summoned in reserves from Ramses, from Egypt. And in the first battle, they were victorious. They killed 600 of the top fighters of the Hori, and very few were left. They ran away. Now, Eliphaz and the tribes that had come to attack, remember, Eliphaz's son was captured, Eliphaz's son Tsipho. So it's only natural that Eliphaz should try to put together an army and attack. But they lost. So they ran away, and this time Yosef gave chase. And they killed another 30 people as they gave chase. And finally, when the war was over, they returned to Egypt. Now, according to this Medrash, Tsipho and his men are still in Egypt. They're still servants. So they're there. And they come back. There are different versions. Josephus quotes a different version to what happened with Tsipho, who was captured. But at any rate, you have a situation where they've captured one of their top generals, meaning Yosef and his men have captured Tsipho, who was one of the top generals of Esav's side, and Esav's men are back at home, whoever made it, and they know their generals in captivity in Egypt. So you have a situation where the tribes of Seir came to Esav's children and they said, look at what you did to us. You brought us into a war where we lost. You took us against the greatest empire. You guys caused our destruction. And now the people of Seir demanded that Esav and his men leave Canaan. They say, leave the land of Canaan. Get out of here. We don't want you with us to inherit this land. And Esav's children don't want to listen. This is where they've been living. Remember, Esav married into Seir. Esav made pacts with Seir. And the Torah even describes Esav as being Seir, right? Because they were so intermarried, which, by the way, that's why we say the Muslims are Yishmael and the Christians are Edom, because Edom was infiltrated by Esav to such a large degree that the assumption that the primary descendants of the Christians are from Edom, and the Muslims inhabited territories which be Yishmael's descendants, inhabited territories which were the source of Islam. So our assumption is that the Muslims are all from Yishmael, because that's where they migrated. Yishmael's descendants migrated to territories that became that adopted Islam. So Esav's children had thought they were one with the Seir, and suddenly the Seir tell them, get out. So Esav's children are in trouble, so they send word to Angias, an African king, what the Torah calls Dinhava, and they say, send us some men, because we're about to have a war, and we need your help to maintain our territory. Now, Angias really liked Esav and his children, so he sent 500 men and 800 chariots, and Esav's children send word to their relatives, their cousins in the east, the Midianites, and they say, come help us. Now, so you have Seir is summoning the tribes of the east, and Esav is summoning from the south, from Africa. And we'll pick up here, Bezachim, tomorrow night.